6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Tales of Daniel and Robosaur defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. Take clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Yeah, I was born ready for this shack.
Okay.
And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the shack. The place where things happen. Place where the things that need to be said are told. The shack is where you come for your number one source of all things that are good for the world that happen here and originate in the shack. So get in that shack mentality. It's time. Ain't that right, Daniel?
That's right, Wilbur.
That's right. We are in the shack mentality. We live the shack life. And what are we going to talk about today in the shack?
I've killed for the shack life.
We've killed. Yeah, it's for the shack. Shack life is very important. Live by it. Die by it. That's what we're doing. That's all you can do in life. Live it and then die.
Now, we're going to talk about something that from Australia. Our friends down under are under attack.
Uh-oh. Is it all that Vegemite? Is it finally coming back to get them?
No, but I just seen that for Easter, they like a hot crossed bun stuffed with Vegemite. I still don't know what Vegemite tastes like, but it looked good.
Interesting. I don't know what it tastes like either, but I imagine it's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It seems gross.
To me, it looks like molasses, which is tasty.
That's tasty.
I'm not saying it tastes like molasses.
Sure, or it could look like, you know, that scum you pull off the top of a pond.
I would try it.
I would try it, but...
I ever tell you what I used to think Vegemite was?
Uh-uh.
Canned meat.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
With the name Vegemite.
I think I seen it in a can on like a cartoon a long time ago.
Yeah.
and it looked like, I think, a spam can. So in my head, it just was like, oh, that's just spam from Australia.
Right, yeah. Oh, the Australian spam.
Vegemite.
Right, Vegemite. That's what it's just a rebranding. To. Yeah. It's yeah. Oh, yeah, it translates to Australian, it translates to English as spam.
Anyways, our friends down under are under attack. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program.
Ooh, fire ant eradication? Yeah. Are fire ants...
one of the most invasive species on the planet.
I was going to say, do they normally live in Australia?
No, not these ones.
So these are an invasive?
Yes.
All right, so it's good to make them go.
So we'll talk about some of that.
Or is there their methods of doing so very harmful?
So I'm going to literally read from their page first.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Before we move on, the National Fire Ant Eradication Program.
National N Fire, Fire, N-F-I-P.
No, eradication is with an E.
Oh, yeah. Eradication. Yeah. N-F-E-P?
Yeah.
NFEP. Ah.
The fire ants could cause, and this is right from their website, everybody at home, before we flip it. Could cause over $2 billion annually in damage to our environment, economy, health, and outdoor way of life. Eradicating fire ants by 2032 is a national priority required by a unified community effort.
Who's the community?
The people that live in Australia. So they're not saying, they're not requesting help. They are demanding help.
The people?
No. The Australian government, and this agency is a part of the Australian government.
But they're
demanding the community help them.
Okay.
Not asking.
Right.
They are telling.
And the community didn't ask for this.
No.
Right, okay.
They did not, in matter of fact. Mm. You know how most of them avoid the fire ants? They just don't step on them.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way.
Like, they make big colonies. They're real easy to see.
I mean, we got fire ants, too, and...
They're the same species, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Ours up here in Ohio are not nearly as bad as the same species as Florida.
Okay.
But the Florida colonies are like, they kill alligators.
Well, it's more favorable environments.
Their colonies.
They don't have to go through a winter.
So the National Fire Ant Eradication Program has ramped up both programs and community treatments to tackle this pest.
Okay.
The National Fire Ant Eradication Program is spearheading its critical mission to wipe out fire ants in Australia by 2032. These relentless invaders pose a grave threat to Australia as we know and love, and if left untreated, could cost households, industries, and economy billions annually. Before I continue, because they are very destructive, and they're really hard to deal with because they're very venomous, and if they bite you, it sucks.
Is that why
they... And they can kill you.
Oh, is that why that hurts so bad? Because the venom?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, they can kill you. It's like bee stings, right? Oh, so yeah, if enough of them get you, you will die.
Do carpenter bees sting or they bite?
They will bite first. They can sting.
They can sting, though. Okay.
But almost always they will bite first.
Okay. Because I just taught someone that and I wanted to reinforce that I was right.
Yeah, because they're wood eaters.
Right, yeah.
They have very strong jaws.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, there was one yesterday at our house, very big tangent, but I was teaching my friend's kid how to ride a bike. And we're outside and... She's like, I can't go on my bike. I'm like, why? There's a bee over there. But it was a carpenter bee. And there was a couple of them flying around, but there was one on the ground. So I walked right up to it, and it was like walking real slow, so something was wrong with it.
Yeah.
So I started petting its back. She's like, don't touch it. I was literally petting its back, and it was like crawling around. So I stuck my finger out, and it hesitated at first, and then it just walked right up onto my finger. I'm like, this is weird. Please don't bite me.
They're pretty smart.
Yeah, it was really... It's like
bumblebees.
Yeah.
The bumblebees can sting you.
Huh?
I don't... They're extremely hard to get stung by.
Yeah, right, because they don't want to. It kills them.
Because they die.
Yeah. It's a last-ditch effort.
Wasps don't care, because they don't die.
They're evil. Wasps and hornets are just plain evil. And
I don't think they're plain evil.
Oh, they don't?
No, I just think that they are...
Plain evil.
More likely to use their weapons. Because they don't die if they sting.
Right. That's called evil.
The fire ants response plan 2023-27 is designated to combat the biosecurity threat and strengthen commitment and compliance, as well as intensifying program-led and community treatments.
And compliance.
Mm-hmm. That's That's a hard word, isn't it?
Is that word underlined? Because it in bold?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Oh, so they're just sneaking it in there.
Yeah, I read it in bold.
Right, yeah.
Anytime you see compliance in any government document.
Right. No, guys, just comply. If you just comply with what the government says, everything's going to be better and good for you. Everything. And your future, your kids, their down the line generations. Just listen to the government.
So, we're going back to August 5th last year. The fire ant program started eradicated treatment in large areas even before, totaling 830,000 hectares, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. in spanning parts of Moreton Bay, which we've...
Yeah, we talked about the Moreton Bay sea...
We didn't.
I thought...
We didn't.
Right, we listened to it. That's yeah. right. We listened to that season finale episode.
Somerset,
Crypts of the Corn.
Locker Valley, Southern Downs, Semic Rim, Brisbane City, and Southern Gold Coast.
Okay.
All targeted properties must be treated multiple times over several years.
Oh, how are they treating? Oh, sorry.
Let me finish this. This is an important sentence.
Okay.
I'll reread it. All targeted properties must be treated multiple times over several years, regardless of whether fire ants are visible or not.
It's like, I mean, that's no... okay, go on.
This will be followed then by a 5-year surveillance to ensure they do not return.
So, okay. Mm.
As fire ants are cleared, we will move inward until all areas are treated.
So they're sterilizing the land. That's not just for fire ants. They're going to sterilize everything so you can't grow food, so there's no more bugs to pollinate flowers.
It gets worse, just so you know.
Required. Wait, let me guess. Are these very populated areas?
There are people there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyways, let me continue. Moving on.
Excuse me. I'm getting disgusted by hearing this.
Achieving a fire ant-free Australia will take time and require a whole community approach.
Okay, so this...
That's what they're... Then they had that underlined. For October 1st, residents in suppression areas can join the fight by self-treating fire ants and nest on their properties. Those who report fire ants will receive free treatment kits by mail, including treatment products and detailed application instructions. Every one of those persons that filed that regretted it immediately.
Oh, yeah. Do you think?
Regretted it immediately. This important change is proposed by the Queensland Government Fire Ant Suppression Task Force and was recommended as a strategic program renewal. It will ensure the national program can focus on eradication and people's living areas awaiting eradication treatment can be continued to enjoy their quote-unquote green spaces.
Now, this is New World Order government bullshit.
It gets worse.
Oh, my gosh. This is the same playbook.
This was last October.
Last October?
Yeah.
So six months ago?
What was happening yesterday when I was looking this up.
Okay.
We're going to get to what was just happening yesterday. It gets worse.
And worse.
And worse. And worse. And worse.
So to me, it's paralleling when COVID happened. This is crazy things happening, guys. We're just going to shut everything down for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Well, what that's going to do is flatten the curve. It's going to take a community effort. Everyone has to do this. And we're going to be fine. 2 weeks up. All right. What? Just 2 more weeks. We swear. 2 more weeks. Slow everything down a little bit. End of 2 weeks over. Guys, it just keeps getting worse. 2 months. 2 months. Stand 6 feet apart. And we'll have a solution to stop all this.
We have a solution.
2 months later. Guys. You need to get vaccinated. The only way. And
they start shooting people in the back of the head here in a minute.
I don't. But it's this. That's how COVID went. And then they shamed you. It's you. Everyone has to get vaccinated, or it's going to spread to everybody, and the whole world's going to die if you don't get a shot. And that's what it was like.
Local, state, and federal government agencies in the suppression areas are already treating their fire ant populations on their land they own and manage. Don't worry about it. We took care of ourselves already.
Yeah, governments. Look, it's working for us. Now let's do it to all of you.
Under Queensland's general biosecurity obligation in the Biosecurity Act of 2014, stopping fire ant is a shared responsibility.
Oh.
Governments, councils, businesses, and individuals all must take practical and reasonable measures to mitigate biosecurity risk, including those posed by fire ants. So they snuck this bill in. We could read this bill for 3 hours.
Yeah, and they slipped this one in there.
Because you'll see how bad this gets in a minute.
Okay. This is how governments disguise overreach.
Frog in the boiling water.
Yes, and how they manufacture consent through things like this. Because none of this stuff would be possible if the public didn't accept it. And so their job is to make you feel comfortable in accepting it without questioning it until it's too late. And when it's too late, you're in too deep. I want to say other words, but...
It's the shack. You can say whatever you
I want. Know.
Additionally, the program is also boosting its compliance efforts, starting with greater emphasis on educating industries and communities about the importance of following the fire ant biosecurity zones and associated movements controls. And if necessary, this may result in enforcement actions, which can include penalty infringement notice, biosecurity orders, and full-blown prosecution and jail time.
Wow. So social credit scores, you're going to drop. We'll throw you in jail if you don't do what the government says.
Fire ants can be devastating and irreversible impacts. They can, you know what's irreversible impact? Being thrown in jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah, a little bit.
They have negative impacts on the environment and biosecurity, human and animal health, agriculture, tourism, and social entities.
Hey, you know what else does, though? Does those exact same things? Spraying everything with chemicals. It has those same effects, except worse.
By working together, we can accelerate eradication efforts in securing the future of Australia's way of life. Ashley Bacon, Executive Program Director, National Fire Ant Eradication Program.
Government overreach in action.
So here, want to hear some quotes? Ashley Bacon is a man.
Huh?
Ashley Bacon is the director of this?
Yeah.
Is a man.
Like his name's Ashley?
Yes.
There's some people, I know an Ashley.
I do. I know a couple.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that Ashley is a man.
Fooled me.
Fire ants, so here's what he said. Fire ants thrive in Australia's climate and environment. We are committed to eradicating fire ants by 2032 to safeguard our way of life. Our fire ant responsibility plan, and he gives the numbers, is posed by cutting-edge science and technologies focused on stopping their spread, conducted through surveillance, enforcing strong containment measures, and enhancing both program and community-led treatment efforts. Eradicating fire ants is a formidable challenge that requires all a united community effort.
If we fail,
life in Australia will change forever. Backyard crickets, picnics in the park, and walking in the grass without shoes will become a memory. Everyone from individuals, industry, and governments has a crucial role to play in eradicating fire ants and improving the way of taking this threat seriously. We need to work together to secure a future free from fire ants.
Let me ask you a question. Daniel, you know a little bit about biology, I think. So if you get like one group of ants and they're right next to another group of ants and they're from different colonies, mm-hmm. What are they going to do? Nothing. Get along and multiply and like...
Oh, no, they'll fight.
Oh, they will? You mean they won't like kind of regulate their own population in one way or another like nature does?
Oh, they will. Okay, so if you want to go down that rabbit hole right now, I had it later, but we can do it now.
Okay.
These are invasive species. They've been in Australia for over a century.
Sure, yeah. Century, 100 years. Long time.
They are not going anywhere.
Nope.
In human history, no invasive species has ever successfully been eradicated. And we've used rotenone to kill every trout in the Yellowstone's park. Mm-hmm. I'm talking this chemical, the same amount it takes to kill a trout, it takes to kill an elephant. Mm-hmm. And to get rid of the rainbow, the invasive trout, to try to put natives back. And I'm talking everything with the nervous system's dead.
Gosh.
And they're still the invasive trout are still there.
Yeah.
They find these little holes and then they bounce back tenfold, mm-hmm. and they start eating the natives. No human has ever in history ever eradicated. And I'm talking the rotenone thing in the Yellowstone Park was the biggest, besides maybe this, the biggest damaging thing ever. Mm-hmm. Because they just Noah's arked and took, you know, basically several species of, you know, that lived there. And bleach the river.
Right.
Yeah. But we're talking about this chemical kills everything with the central nerve system. It's not discriminatory. Every muscle, every snail, every fish, every frog, every salamander, every deer.
Yeah.
Every bear.
You know, life.
And as that's what they were trying to do, to handle an invasive, and the invasive survived.
Hmm. Oh, so they just killed all the
other stuff.
Stuff too. Oh, wow.
Same thing with the electric walls to stop the Asian trout invasion. So in Asia, alligator gar and muskellunge are highly invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Here they're, rare and endangered, depending on which one you're talking about in the prospective areas. And same with just some of their fish here. You know, it's just, you know, nobody's ever stopped an invasive species, and you cannot stop an invasive species. Right. I've worked with some of the top level biologists in the country that dealt with invasive species.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do it. I don't care what anybody says.
What? Have you tried dumping millions of pounds of chemicals from a helicopter over an area?
Yes.
Huh. Oh, maybe billions of pounds is the actual solution.
Even tried the electrical walls.
Yeah.
That kill
everything.
And I'm talking, we're enough electricity to power a town.
Mm-hmm.
We're dumping it in one of these electric underwater fences.
Mm-hmm.
If a hippo swam through it, it would die.
Yeah.
Not shock. It would die.
Die, yeah.
And they don't work.
They don't work.
I want to talk about how much this... Okay, so figures drawn from the 2021 cost-benefit analysis conducted by the Central Queensland University. Here's how much they say it will impact.
See, this is the part that government uses, lying with statistics, and they use institutions like colleges to... To get this information out there, basically to post bullshit, to pass bullshit onto you, and to control you. Yes, go on.
This is the most swearing I think ever.
I'm sorry, but this is actively like government overreach. This is COVID again.
Oh, it gets worse.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's never going to get better when you start this bull crap. Shit. This bullshit. I'm going to say it.
I don't care. It's shocking.
Yeah, I'm not used to doing that.
So next one we're going to talk about is Queensland's fired up over a plan to eradicate invasive pests. So this is just a month ago.
Don't you think it would be better, more beneficial maybe to solve the homelessness problem?
Yeah, they just feed them to the fire ants.
Oh. Well, then now when they kill the fire ants, now what?
Well, the homeless population will bounce back.
It'll double. Oh, my God.
I'm not saying the fire ants aren't a real problem, but the way that the government's talking about it is like they're dragging kids off.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, they said walks in the grass are going to be a thing of the past. You can do it.
Just don't step on their colony. That's it. And they're big. They're obvious like mounds.
Right. Oh, no.
Fire ants aren't hard to find. They're not like black ants or worker ants or carpenter ants.
Yeah.
Fire ants want to be known.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like even I've stepped on ants, around ants. As long as you don't step and stand right there for like a long time.
Fire ants are fast.
Oh, I know. But I'm saying like walking. You can walk right around them, over them. It ain't going to bother you if you're just walking.
Yeah, we've been all over where fire ants are in Florida. And yeah. It's not that big a deal.
No, it's not at all. But they're making it seem like...
like they're carrying off kids.
Like I said, like it's COVID
again. They're eating homeless people or something.
You're going to die if you don't comply.
Australians' war against fire ants is heating up in more ways than one. Biosecurity officers, and this is the same thing going on with poultry in the U.S. right now.
Biosecurity officers?
Yes, we have them here in Ohio. Oh, I just dealt with one last weekend when I was leading a poultry clinic.
What is a biosecurity officer? What's that mean?
So they deal with concerns of biosecurity.
So
avian flu is going around, they're the enforcement officers for the rules they make.
And what is the, under what government?
For us, it was the USDA. For this is the actual Australian federal government.
Which is, theirs is probably as compartmentalized as ours.
Yeah. I don't know the actual branch offhand.
Right.
But something similar. But probably either roughly federal wildlife or federal ag.
USDA,
like
though, is government.
Yes.
It's a government entity.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, biosecurity officers are going door to door, pouring treatments on properties as part of their mandatory program to stop this invasive pest. But residents are fighting back, claiming that the real invasion isn't the ants. To be on your property and put handcuffs and arrest because you have concerns, because you want to move your animals, Sanford resident Ketskers told a Current Affair at the community rally 45 minutes east of Brisbane. So he was put your hands put in handcuffs and arrested because you had concerns because he wanted to move his animals away from the chemicals they were forcibly spraying on his property. Mm-hmm. They beat him up, handcuffed him, and arrest him on his own property.
Mm. They want to kill his animals.
He asked for a risk assessment or an environmental impact study prior to you putting this product on my land, mm-hmm. another local Vern said. Do you think I'm being unreasonable for asking them for this?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
So yeah, he was just like, before you start spraying crap all over my land, I just want to know what it does.
Say, and I'm going to draw back to COVID again as a parallel. You got to take this vaccine. Well, what's in it? Well, it's in the insert. Well, show me the insert. Well, it's not here. Well, where is it? Well, all right, I'll find a copy. Gets a copy. Open it up. Opens up. Giant blank sheet of paper. There's no information, nothing on it. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the COVID inserts had no information. They were blank.
Fire ants are one of the world's most invasive pests. Overseas, they've proven deadly. That's why they say federal and state governments have poured more than $1 billion into stopping them. They were first detected in the early 2000s in Brisbane. There are now 15,000 nests across Queensland.
Who gives a shit?
The fire ant eradication program, which you should be responsible, like you got to know, but you can't stop an invasive.
No.
It's never happened.
Well, yeah.
Biosecurity officers are dousing properties with ant bait by land and by air, using helicopters and drones to swoop over people's property without asking. There's literally a video you can look up of this guy in like a horse pasture where his horses are in, and they're dropping this poison from the air on top of these horses.
How is that? Okay, to everyone listening.
Because they don't have guns.
Well, yes, 100%. I meant, how is that a viable solution?
Because they don't have guns, so it is.
No, I know that. I'm asking just people listening, like at home, that how do they know, like, or how can you accept this as a viable solution to kill fire ants, to dump chemicals on everything?
So the treatment is ground corn soaked in oil with an insect-grown regulatory, which they don't release which one it is, but it's either paraproxifen or S-morphine.
Mm, yeah, chemical.
And officers don't need consent to treat your property.
Wow.
If you refuse access, you could easily end up under arrest, charged with converting a police direction.
Oh, you want to go to an airport and ride a plane and you don't have a mask on? We will take you out of here in handcuffs, you uncompliant scum.
She wants to just protect her wildlife, her cattle, her property. And she has no time or chance to even do so, Vern told The Current Affair. So that was the lady that got beat up and arrested on her own property.
Yeah.
She wasn't even telling him not to do it. She's just saying, let me get my animals out of there first. Yeah. And then they beat her up, handcuffed her.
You want to resist your government?
This makes me want to go.
You criminal.
Shoot people.
You're a criminal. You're a bad person to society.
You shouldn't do that, but this is where those feelings come from.
Well, there's reasons we have guns, and it's not always just for hunting, but self-defense.
I mean, there's a whole amendment about that.
In our country,
yes.
Yes.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right. So residents are fighting back against the fire ant treatment. They want more information on what exactly the treatment is and what it claims to cause. People have said it's causing, for them, rashes, lung problems, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then the government says there's no medical evidence to prove this.
Because it, you know, and they're not lying. You know why? Because they never tested it.
It's probably cancer dust.
Oh, for sure. But there's no trial data because they're not going to, unless it's like an innocent dog with its vocal cord snipped, they're not going to throw a person in a room and douse them with chemicals and say, oh, well. Bad things happen to him. Sorry, Johnny's dead. Test subject number two. He's dead. We can't publish this.
So a man named Anthony that lives in the area said that they are spraying public areas as he shows pictures. He's got like a burn on his face. Like there's a park, right? And they're spraying it in this park.
This
by
is
there's
happening
people in there
in the world.
Right now.
This is not an episode of what's that show? Dark Mirror? No, this is real life.
And so he's got burns on his face and this big rash across his chest as they watch a drone fly over and start dumping powder.
Mm. Yeah, wait till they start doing that when they think you're uncompliant and they just drive a drone over your head and shoot you with a gun.
Start training falcons.
We should, yeah, peregrine falcons. They'll never see it coming.
You probably want a little bit beefier bird to tackle some of those drones.
Flying at 200 miles an hour,
the peregrine falcon will be dead.
That's right. That's why you train and breed a lot of them. They're like kamikaze pilots.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So they spray public areas. He said, you're confident this is from the fire ant treatment? A current affair asked. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm confident. It was one of their drums. Another neighbor named Jeff raised future racehorses on his property as a retirement hobby. Now, why would I want people coming in here unannounced, uninvited, spreading poison in my horse paddocks? Jeff said. These horses over here, there's quite a bit of money at the Magic Million sale. Now, if he was as successful as a young horse because he's a stallion, his value could go anywhere from $20 to $50 million.
Jeez.
And there are literally videos of them going out in the pasture with spraying him and spraying him.
Wow. And there's nothing you can do and nothing, no way you can fight back. And if your animals die, oh, sorry, it's just a bad side effect.
So
it wasn't our chemicals.
Current Affair asks, have you tried putting fires and treatment on your property? They have, Jeff said. I just told them, basically, I'm not doing it, so I got my final notice. The final notice states that the offense to deny access to your property and threaten has a maximum penalty of $16,130 per infraction.
It's an arbitrary number. That's just high. So you're scared and you comply.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't listen, they're just fine you or put you in jail, and that's the end of it. And you want to be like your neighbor that just got put in jail? Let me spray all your stuff. Get over here. Let me spray it up your nose. There's ants up there, I swear.
But fire ants are a serious problem here. There are people that are, if you look up, a lady named Ebony had her son 45 minutes out of Brisbane completely eaten up from him. Son had a full anaphylactic shock from just one bite.
Mm.
So they do have the power to that for people that haven't even had anaphylactic shock before.
Yeah.
They have very strong, they've killed a lot of dogs recently in Australia.
Well, in order to save these dogs, we need to kill everything.
Oh, gosh.
Including the dogs. We got to kill them and save them.
It's a fight going on. It's like a civil war about this thing.
Well, it should be. Government overreach. Australia. Citizens of Australia. Stand up and speak out. It's the only thing you got is your voice. Unless you're going to turn to extreme violence, but I would not recommend that, and I'm not advocating that.
You should.
Yeah. Use your voice. Stand up, speak out, and resist.
That 3 of the 5 most venomous snakes on the planet live there.
And?
Saying.
Oh, okay. They're not about to anymore.
That's right. You go out and get them in a cooler. They did that on Yellowstone, the TV show.
What'd they do?
He put a rattlesnake in a cooler. And he's like, did you drop this? One of the guys he hated. Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't. It's not my cooler. And he shakes up the cooler. Well, did you hear now? And he flung the rattlesnake at him, bit him in the throat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but rattlesnakes, most people survive from rattlesnake bites.
Mm-hmm.
Inland taipans, you don't.
And those are in Australia.
Yeah. everywhere, and King Browns and all these venomous snakes.
Well, they were.
A big cooler.
Were.
Yeah, so go save them. Put them in a cooler.
Save them in a cooler, yep. Show the government what animals they're killing by spraying. Bring them an inland taipan.
So I'm going, before we just talk about some of the locals, I'm going to read for you the full Biosecurity Queensland statement.
Oh, gosh. Biosecurity, it makes me want to puke.
It sounds like something out of...
George Orwell's 1984.
Yeah, but I was going to say, like, if Hitler would have wrote more books after World War II.
Yeah.
It seems like something out of that.
It seems like out of the movie Gattaca, which is a futuristic movie where everything, you can only get certain jobs based on your blood and bloodline.
Futurama did that.
And basically your DNA, not just your blood, your DNA determines what genes you have and then what you're eligible for, you know, good jobs or like bad jobs, you know, working class jobs. But there was this one guy in the movie that aspired to be an astronaut and to fly to Mars. That was his whole life goal. Unfortunately, he was born to a poor family, so his DNA would never allow him. He couldn't actually have that job. The government wouldn't allow it. The government keeps everybody in their social classes, you know, for control reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was in the movie, it was an astronaut, a guy that was in the higher class, ended up getting paralyzed. Couldn't do his job anymore. And this guy let him live with him and he assumed his identity.
This is not the first time we've talked about this.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
He used his DNA to become an astronaut.
Oh, yeah. He would even scrape up, take his skin cells and sprinkle it over his keyboard when he was done. Because when they're done working, you know, everything is a sterile, safe environment in the future. They would actually go over, the workers would vacuum up his, keyboard and work area to make sure it was the right DNA there. Like it's that. So he had to go. Yeah, it's a nuts movie. And I think it was foreshadowing.
So I'm going to read the full Biosecurity Queensland statement.
Yeah, let's hear this bull crap.
The National Fire Ant Eradication Program ant treatment product contains persifen or S-morphine. Both are proven safe for mammals, including horses, cats, dogs, as well as birds.
To what point?
But nothing mentioned about reptiles. Nothing mentioned about invertebrates or plants. Just want to say that.
Or fungi.
You know, mammals.
Yeah, man, it's safe for mammals.
Fire ant treatment consists of small pieces of corn grit soaked in soybean oil with a low concentration of insect growth regulator in either the persifen or the S-morphine. An independent toxicologist has engaged to provide additional assurances to the community and answer questions about the fire ant treatment safety. The experts are confirmed. Persifen and S-morphine are very low acute toxicity to mammals.
Yeah, okay.
They used, or when used as deterrent or directed on labels, the risk to mammals and birds is minimal.
No, it's just minimal, guys.
The use of these type of chemicals in Australia is strictly regulated. The Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority and the Australian Government Regulatory of Agriculture and Veterinary Chemical Products. In scientific evaluations, their safety and effectiveness to protect humans, animals, and environmental health. The APVM has deemed the fire ant treatments we use as safe for people, animals, and the environment. IGRs are not a poison according to the Therapeutic Goods Institution. They break the life cycle of the insect pest by preventing the production of viable young. The IGR mimics the juvenile hormones that naturally produce in bodies of insects and other invertebrates. These hormones do not occur in mammals and birds and has no known action in vertebrate bodies. The same clauses of chemicals are commonly used in pesticide control products such as flea and tick spots on dogs and cats in numerous agricultural applications, often in much higher levels. There is no evidence that the fire ant treatment has caused poisoning or death in any animals. That is just their biosecurity statement.
Yeah.
And just talking about the chemicals not dangerous, it won't hurt you. Nothing about the actual eradication program.
Nope. Just these chemicals are safe. We're dumping on you. They're safe. That's all. They're mostly...
Just ignore the drone flying overhead dumping powder.
If there's any problems, they're just minimal. Like...
You guys, that rash is from the fire ants.
You're going to quibble about a minimal problem?
They snuck into your house and rubbed cheese on your face.
Yeah, they did it first.
Fire ants did it, not us.
Yeah, they burnt your house down, not us. They killed your horses,
not us. Yeah, they're fire ants.
The fire ants, yeah.
They're fire ants. They did it.
Makes sense to me.
All these dead dogs covered in powder? Fire ants.
Fire ants, yeah.
This horse that turned inside out? Fire ants.
Yeah, this cat's legs that melted off? Fire ants.
The community's cancer rate going up 500%? Fire ants.
Your neighbor's skin sloughing off? Fire ants.
Fire ants.
Yeah, we could keep going all day. Danny DeVito shows up at your front door wearing a pink tutu.
It was a feather boa.
Oh, dang it. Fire ants.
A monkey dancing at a pink.
You find a tumor seal crawling up your steps out of your well in your backyard.
This would even kill a tumor seal.
Fire ants would. Fire ants. You're right. Fire ants are very...
Well,
I mean, I understand, though, I guess, in order to save, buildings and foundations, we need to kill every organic thing.
Which makes no sense to me, because I think, we know on this show, but they do not how important insects are to us.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Surviving.
Well,
the microbiome.
Yeah.
Insects are the top of that. But insects are already down, depending on what species you're talking about, 80% in the last 100 years.
Oh, easily.
Populations.
I can tell from my childhood to now, there's a significant difference.
I haven't hit a bug in years.
No, my car's very clean.
Yeah. And I remember being a kid when we used to have bug collections. We would go to the grill of the car and pick out the cool stuff.
Shoot, you get some cool looking grasshoppers, some mayflies, weird like moths or something. I don't know. All sorts of weird things. Shoot, you ever play Cruisin' USA back in the day on N64 and you go in first person mode and you drive through Iowa? You can't tell me you don't hit bugs like that anymore nowadays. Now they're not on Cruisin' USA games. Or we wonder why? Because bugs are gone. In a little detail that they slipped into the game.
Little detail.
They know.
So if you guys go online, and this is kind of like the UK one, actually we had today two separate Australians confirm with us that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know people in Australia. One of them lives very far away, like the other side of Australia. But he was able to find on a Facebook post and send him over of people like, the government's coming into my yard. They're spraying like this stuff everywhere kind of deal. If you refuse, they are, depending on where you're at. So it depends on if there's witnesses or not.
Yeah.
Kind of deal. But there's a video of a lady getting wrecked by a cop.
Really?
And I'm talking like a 60-year-old, 100-pound lady.
Yeah.
Getting wrecked by this cop. Or, I'm sorry, enforcement.
Yeah,
biosecurity enforcement officer.
Yeah.
Getting wrecked by him.
Government crony.
A government thug.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
A government thug.
That's probably getting paid very well because he doesn't understand either. He's too dumb to realize what he's actually doing, which is probably the answer. Or he's just a power trip. Kind of
beating up old people.
Yeah. Yes, and he's got a sense of power, and they probably imbued that in him. The government did through their training stuff, like made him feel important that he has to do this shit.
If you're in a area that has a high population and you're refusing to let people on, you're mostly getting the fines. If you're in the rural areas, you're getting arrested, you're getting beat, you're getting handcuffed. A lot of times they are handcuffing you to the edge of your property and then going in and spraying stuff and then letting you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch them do it.
Mm-hmm. Trauma.
No idea what this stuff does to the environment.
No idea what it does to you. No, they don't know. And there's no trial data. That's why they can say there's no effects, because they never tested it. Just like COVID. Remember that time they told us in COVID when they said, it stops transmission. If you take the vaccine, you can't pass it on to the next person. They said that, and they repeated it time after time after time after time, just to get people to convince them that it's okay to do it, and you're doing your part for the environment. You're actually saving your community by getting vaccinated and not spreading it around. That's how it works. Turns out, when when Pfizer was on trial, the lady representing them or whatever, they asked her what the trial data showed. And she said, well, there is no trial data. We didn't do no trial data.
We didn't have to.
There wasn't. Yes, exactly. So they admitted in court there was zero trial data about what it does to you.
The presidential proclamation, we didn't have to.
There was no trial data done to see if it even stops transmission. There was none. And yet they said it over and over on TV like it was fact. But they lied. They lied. And now whenever you ask them about it, oh, we never said that. You know, you're using hyperbole. We never said that.
That's one of the good things of the internet, because you can always find the clips and be like, hey.
As long as they're not scrubbed.
Yeah.
Even though they are. Like, a lot of those are scrubbed. But you can still find compilations.
You can still find them.
Oh, you can still find it. That's the thing. You got to look. And a lot of people, everything's so convenient, you're not going to take the time to look.
Sure that wasn't a sniper.
No, I get it. I seen him. I seen it earlier.
It's just a big squirrel.
Oh, okay.
With an eye patch.
I see. Yeah. I seen the a scope reflection off that roof the other, about 10 minutes ago, but I think it was another squirrel.
Hopefully he's a worse shot than the guy that shot at Trump.
And that was fake too, by the way.
I'm with you.
Trump did not get shot in that. He did not get shot in the ear. It didn't happen. It was a squib. Look at his ear now. No signs of it at all. Weird, right? If someone got shot with a rifle like that, his ear would have been blown off. He would have been like concussed. He wouldn't have been able to hear.
I've seen what happens to a deer. Just gets grazed by a rifle shot. It's not good.
No.
Because it's the force of it coming by you. Back to fire ants.
Yeah, mentally ill person shooting a gun that has no silverware or anything in their house, and the FBI officials visited multiple times weeks before it happened. And his parents are like psychologists and weird
fire
shit
ants.
Like that. Oh.
Australia.
Set up. Oh, yeah. It's fire ants.
So if once they get... So remember what I said before. There is 3 years of multiple applications a year where they're coming onto your property.
Right. Yes.
And then there's five years of surveillance.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Did they are coming on your property just
exactly.
to check.
Exactly.
So you're going to have
drones over.
Government officials walking around your property by this proclamation for the next 8 years.
At least. You think it's going to stop there? Heck no. This is the step one.
No invasive species has ever been stopped, let alone ants. While they arguably one of the most successful animals on the planet.
As far as biomass, I forget we talked about before, their weight.
So if you put all the ants and all the people, it's 100 times more ants than people.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
But in termites, and termites are up there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Termites are way up there. So I think they're just using this. This is a stepping stone.
Yeah. You know, it's just like you already have been alluding the whole episode.
Right.
The COVID arm wrestle just to get power away from people.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's granting access. This ordinance allows government officials to be on your property.
Yep. Without
warning.
And without you voting on it, without you deciding on it.
They don't have to tell you. They don't have to ask you.
Nope.
So if you're refusing in the, maybe I didn't finish that. Yeah. If you're refusing in the public areas with like witnesses or you have money, like that one guy that had the horse ranch.
Yes. So fine.
They'll just fine you.
All right. So you get a fine. Get over this. We'll get through this together as a community.
And then if you're in a rural area, they beat you half to death and make you watch as they spray your horse down with liquid ammonia.
And then they'll fine you.
Well, no, they just throw you in prison forever. They fine your kids.
They might make you commit suicide.
They fine your kids.
Yeah, for generations and generations. Usury. Mm-hmm. Usury is all this is.
We prefer government slave.
Well, indentured servant. Because mm-hmm. you still get money.
Kind of.
We just tax it. You know, we need it back. You can work. Live a little bit.
So how should Australian citizens fight back against this? Because they are trying. It's not going great, but they're trying hard.
You need to peacefully protest in mass and in numbers. Spread education to your neighbors. But communities have got to band together. Whole communities. You can't just have part of one. Got to be whole communities.
And I kind of think it's the flailing right now is because the government's kind of blitzkrieging.
Yeah.
Where...
I go on a worker strike. Organize a worker strike.
Because they're doing it like while people are at work. And
yeah.
All that. So if you don't even know.
Right.
You just come home and there's white powder all over your yard.
Right. And all your animals are dead.
Yeah. Huh. You have no idea what happened.
Hey, but at least the ants are gone, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They're not. They're still coming back.
They're out there snorting that stuff.
Yeah. They're going to be fine.
Don't worry. I want to see the evidence that fire ants likes cornmeal and soybean oil.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's do that. We can do that here.
I don't know if I have any local fire ants.
I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to find.
Because contrary to popular belief, most of the time when the ants collect food, the food is feeding a colony of fungus inside the ant colony that they feed off of. So they do eat food and meat and stuff like that, but a lot of times they're feeding a fungal colony that they're farming or it's vice versa, farming them, doesn't matter.
Fire ants do that?
A lot of ant species. I'm not sure about fire ants off the top of my head.
Okay.
So I don't even know, because like leaf cutter ants?
Right.
Their fungal colony is extremely picky. Hmm. Like, it wants young leaves, and it wants certain types of leaf, and so I don't know if they're that specific. I don't know enough about fire ant biology. Actually, let me lean up the shack's window. I could ask an expert.
Oh, yes, you could. Well, the Shack, I mean, as much as we've relocated, I always forget who's around us anymore. Shack's always moving.
Yell out the window. Do fire ants like cornmeal and soybean oil?
Just wait for a response.
You'd be like, no, they're strict insectivores.
It honestly wouldn't be a bad question.
Now I got to look it up. You talk for a minute.
Well, either way, at the end of the day, this is all government overreach, and this is a stepping stone. You're watching it in real action, and this is how they do it. They manufacture consent, so you have basically you have no choice, or they strong arm you into or pressure you into complying through you know, your neighbors and other citizens. They basically frame things and word things just like they did with COVID, as far as it's a community thing. We're doing this together, stronger together. You know, we got to build back better. But it's all just perverting the language and making it sound good. Like when a bill passes in the U.S., oh, it's the Patriot Act. How could you vote against the Patriot Act? What are you, aren't a patriot? Oh, but that just allowed government spying on us 24/7 for no reason.
Just so you know, they are the same species we have here.
Okay. I think you said that earlier.
I know, but I wanted to, I just verified it.
Gotcha. And it's just ways government.
You know, they become extremely more violent around their food sources.
Oh.
So dumping piles of food in a yard
just makes them more violent. Wonderful. It's not like the government. See,
because that's everything I'm warning from American literature.
Uh-huh.
It's warning you about like how to deal with fire ants in your yard and stuff like that. You know, they're going to be going towards, they are omnivores.
Okay.
So they do eat plant materials as well as animal materials.
Okay.
And they're not, it doesn't seem like they're extremely picky. But if they have identified a food source, they will protect it with their lives.
Wow.
So it warns if you get fire ants, you got to be really careful about compost bins and garbage cans.
Mm.
Because you may flip the lid and there's 5,000 of them under there, and they will fight you.
They're aggressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's this warning is, you know, if you see one in your yard, you have to identify where they're what they're eating before you start messing with them.
And then stay away from that spot.
But they've been seen to eat. They really like meat.
Okay.
They've been seen to completely, basically dematerialize mice, lizards, and even large snakes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They just keep biting them until they're dead, and then they rip them apart.
And just keep eating them. Hmm. What if them and vulture bees would get along well?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No, because vulture bees are fine with, they just want dead things.
Right.
These guys like to make things dead.
And then eat it. Yeah, I guess so. They would be fighting over that food together.
And vulture bees are like vultures. They're just not, right, not fighters.
No, they just like that sweet rotten meat. Make that sweet honey.
Continue what you're talking about with the Australian.
This is government overreach one step at a time. This thing is only there to open the door to overreach in another area. I mean, this is already very invasive of not just your land, but your, like what you own and you as a citizen, you as a person, a human being. You know, I believe we're meant to live on this earth, and we're meant to have free will here on earth, and we're not to be complied or have tyrannical overreach control us, citizens, human beings, not even citizens, human beings, people. And it's insane to me that this is happening and that we're allowing it to happen. Because at the end of the day, we're allowing it. We allow it. We don't stand up. We allow it. And we allow it because we're all distracted. We're distracted by technology and convenience. And those two things just make us used to complying. We're passive. We become passive. We don't have like the Viking warriors with the dual battle axes, you know, going after the other people that are suppressing his own people. We need to stand up for our community and fight. Bike whale. Get my fightings, government denies. Take clone guides you through the lies. Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes.
Mel's hold up, a mystery unsolved. To my seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth. We're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up, a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.